Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of John, chapter number 8, beginning in verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." There were four high school students that had decided to go on a fun adventure at the spur of the moment on a weekend. Monday was to be their final exam in literature class, and they needed to study and prepare. But instead, they went on their adventure. Of course, Monday came, as it always does, and they had not spent one moment in study, and even arrived home late Sunday night. They woke up tired. All four students conspired to go to the teacher and ask for reprieve. They realized they probably would not get one, so they hatched a plan. They covered themselves with grease and dirt and early went into the teacher's office and explained that they had been to a very important church function many miles away and on the way home had a flat tire in the middle of nowhere and had to push the car home. The teacher thought for a moment and then agreed to give them their test in 3 days. The students were relieved and thought they had gotten themselves out of a bad situation. Over the next 3 days, they did study and study for the exam. Then the day came for the exam, and they all showed up for the test. The teacher placed each one of the four students in a different room and gave them the test. They were not concerned, for they'd studied hard. They turned the test over, and to their surprise, there were only two questions on it. The first, "Your name," equaled 1 point. The second question was, "Which tire blew?" worth 99 points. We can live in lies and deception if we choose to do so, but they will never set us free. Only the truth can do that. We can live in the deception of the plans we've hatched or someone else hatches, but only the truth will set us free. I wonder if Pilate was like many people today when he stated, "What is truth?" There are so many lies and plans of man hatched by man's wisdom and desire to control others, but only the truth will set us free. Thomas asked Jesus, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" I think we could put in Thomas's statement an underlying thought, "What is the truth?" In verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Don't fall for the isms and schisms man hatches about the truth. Go to the truth, and the truth will set you free.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.